Rivara relies on his crew of five to unravel hundreds of pounds of equipment, including his 250-pound balloon, which is called an envelope, and its basket. In order to get this baby off the ground, a crew member holds down a fan to start blowing cold air into the balloon.
It's circulating at 2,500 RPMs, and things have a tendency to get sucked into it if you're not paying attention.
Next come the flames. And once you're flying, Rivara says, you just go with the wind.
The wind at different elevations blows usually at different directions. It's really kind of strange. One balloon will be going this way and one will be going the other way. And you look for those different layers of wind. They could be as subtle as 10 feet to get where you want to go.
Rivara is now floating so high he can see the city. His crew follows him below by car, and they chat with him over walkie-talkies.
You're just coming off the field and we'll be headed out of the park in about two.
I see ya. I'm here hanging out.
Well, don't go anywhere. Stay right there.
Rivara isn't a newcomer. He's been a pilot for 25 years and races across the country, where he's seen interest in flying balloons wane.
It's dying. Young people trying to get them into it. It got real expensive to get balloons, and they just can't afford it.
Just a basic teardrop balloon, basket, and equipment can set you back $50,000.
Most of your pilots are old. There used to be waiting lines to get into this event. Now we're scrounging to find pilots.
But Rivara can't worry about that too much. He's got a smooth landing to focus on.
Go ahead, pull me, Bob. Pull me. Goodbye, tree.
Alexa Ard, Reno Public Radio News.